Joining us on America's Radio Newsline, we were talking about this earlier and trying to get to the bottom of the rationale behind this. Lindsay Wright, spokesperson for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Lindsay, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, we're talking about your new porn site. How does a porn site promote animal rights?
Well, as soon as we heard that the XXX domain was coming available, we instantly thought this will be triple extra effective and helping us get out the message about animal rights and eating a vegan diet. So we signed up, we started working on the site, and we hope it'll be up in November or December.
Lindsay, Jay So wants to talk about this with you. But
hey, it's a journalistic endeavor. That's what it is. Go
I
ahead.
Know you're curious. In the past, you guys have done quite a few protests. You've had beautiful models out on the street wearing, you know, lettuce leaf bikinis and signs that say you'd rather go naked than wear fur. That kind of gets more to the issue. I don't understand necessarily a porn site and animal rights. I mean, because one kind of kills the excitement of the other, doesn't it?
That's a good question. And a lot of people are surprised to learn that the adult industry is kind of not a new thing to PETA. We've worked with several well-known adult film stars, everybody from Sasha Gray, Ron Jeremy did a great spay and neuter ad with us with the tagline, "Too much sex is a bad thing," you know, for cats and dogs.
And for Ron Jeremy, really, but yeah. If a cat or dog ends up looking like Ron Jeremy, it's not good. Yeah.
Oh, and the beautiful Jenna Jameson has also narrated a video for us about McDonald's cruelty to chickens, also another spay and neuter ad, and other things like that. So, you know, we've been working with some of the greats in the adult world for a long time, and what we found is sometimes it's those kind of racier things that we do that help to really get people to sit up and pay attention to our message, which, of course, is the plight of animals, which can otherwise be, well, let's admit it, kind of depressing.
Lindsay,
Go ahead.
I understand the aspect of it gains attention, but on the other hand, there are those who are critical of the porn industry, saying it exploits people, exploits women in particular, and why would you want to risk having being accused of exploiting women in order to promote better treatment of animals?
Well, you know, when people land on our site, they will see some of those graphic images and the graphic content that they're expecting to see on a XXX site, of course. But it's going to be more than that. And as people start to explore, they'll also see some graphic images that weren't really what they were expecting. Things that will show them that animals are not always willing and members of human pursuits, like the production of food, clothing, entertainment, beauty products, and so on and so forth. So we hope that we'll get people to really talk and also examine the choices that they're making in their daily lives. You know, for example, every time they sit down to eat, and they could choose the veggie burger instead of the hamburger.
We did want to ask you, Lindsay, about this new ordinance in West Hollywood in Los Angeles, where they are trying to make it illegal to sell fur in any of the shops in that area. Is PETA involved in this at all?
We're huge supporters of this ordinance. Obviously, this is historic. This is the first time that a city has ever banned the sale of fur. And, of course, they have some other excellent ordinances in West Hollywood as well, including one against decline cats, which, of course, we're supportive of. But, yes, there was a meeting last night about this, and PETA members showed up there to demonstrate our support.
Lindsay, about 10 seconds left. When is this site supposed to be up and running?
Jay can't wait.
Well, we put in our application 2 weeks ago, so we're told the earliest would be early November or early December. So we hope people will check it out. And in the meantime, we've got plainoldpeta.org.
Okay. Lindsay Wright, spokesperson for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, otherwise known as PETA. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lindsay.
All right.